If God help us in this, maybe a little encouragement out of verse number 20, where that Jesus said to them, come and dine. Now, I thought about this, we can still dine in 2009.
Yes.
I believe God wants us to dine with Him in 2009. I thought God messages about 2009. We could name more, but I won't take time to do that. But I'm glad that even in 2009, God has blessed us that we can still dine with Him in 2009. I'm thankful for that. Now, I hear the disciples was with Him. Now, Jesus crucified, and I guess they was discouraged, about like a lot of us get sometimes. If you don't get discouraged, talk to me after the service. I talk with you a little while, you'll be discouraged. Amen.
Yeah.
It's like in the day when they're people,
yes,
I was discouraged. I get disappointed just because we're saved and we're not exempting that. But I do have a Heavenly Father.
Amen.
I tell you, it's still set up.
Yes, praise you. Praise you.
How to take it.
Amen.
I will take and turn out of Him. And so, here they are. Now, all about this, discouraged. The Bible said that they fished all night, hadn't caught anything. I'll tell you, that's one step out. And then here Jesus said on shore when day breaks. And so I'll tell you what you do in there. I said, you're fishing on the wrong side.
Yes,
ship many times. We'll watch ourselves. We'll be doing the works of the Lord. Get still, I'm working on the Spirit and the Spirit.
Amen.
I get our life.
Right.
And so I can see them there. And Jesus is saying, I'll come and die. He didn't tell them how bad it was. He didn't take and add any more discouragement to them. He didn't try to take and beat them over the head.
Yeah.
The way that we think God does it sometimes. But I'll tell you what He's saying. He said, come and die with me.
Yes, preacher.
I'm sure when I got saved, that God fixed the work to take and come and die with me. I remember that when my big chef, down there in Lonely Bar, out that desert place, and they went to fix him. I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God fetched me into and found him and brought him to the king's house.
Yes.
I'll tell you, when he was sitting there at the king's palace at his feet, I'll tell you, on the king's table, and you couldn't tell him any difference not from anybody else.
Yes.
I said, praise the Lord.
Yes.
That God speaks His word. How that we can die with the Lord. I'm glad God speaks the word.
Yes.
I praise the Lord. I run upon Him. God saved me. He gave me table rights. I praise
Him. Yes.
Table.
There you
go. All you want to.
Praise
God that beat Him.
Hey.
Jesus just showed up and He said, you just come. I can die with me. Amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you, I couldn't think of any more. I thought when we went out of last year and this year, I'm not much on the New Year's resolution. But last year I told my wife, I said, well, try to lose 25 pounds. And I'll tell you, we got in this New Year. She said, you didn't. I said, I did. She said, you look at you. You didn't lose 25 pounds. I said, yes, I did. I lost 5 and gained it back. I need to pray more.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
And God help me, bless me. I'm trying to pray more.
Yes, sir.
This year, God help us know. Hey, you need prayers. I need to practice them. And the same goes for you. I'll tell you, we need to pray. That's good, but it seemed like I've been satisfied on the inside. And I thought, God wants me to take and read more. I have a hard time reading. And when I read, I seem like I have a hard time retaining it. And I'm trying to make myself read more. I'll be sure. We know will tell you, Father, I will go to church more. God knows we need it. Help us, Lord. What time people's calling on services. Hey, we need more services.
Yes.
I like this, amen.
Amen.
Say it, we need it.
Yes,
Do you think you could call the White House and just get in there and dine with Obama, Miss Obama?
No, sir, brother. Don't want to.
Don't you help yourself. I believe I'll stand wrong.
Amen.
You think you could call Sears, I'll tell you, whatever his name is, I'll tell you, hey, and get in there and be able to dine with him?
No, sir.
But I'll tell you, somebody bigger than that.
Yes.
This is the word. Now we can take and come and die with him.
Yes.
I say, praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord. God has fixed his word. Now we can come. I'll tell you, somebody said, well, I'm saved. Now it takes just a little bit more than that. I'll come and die with him. Now there's a lot of people that saved tonight. Now this morning, hey, now there's been a while since they died. With a mask.
Yes.
I said, hey, a lot of people say, but it's been a while since it got here. I wasn't contented to die.
Yes,
with the master. He's fixed it now. The requirements of it, I know you've got to be saved, but I'll tell you, listen, to be able to take and dine with him. Now listen, you got to take and be able to take it and have things right with him. Sins confessed and be able to take it, I'll tell you, and dine with him. I'll be somewhere between they drop that 153 fish that man, somewhere between that and the time they got to shore. He's ready to dine with him. Amen.
Yeah.
He's ready to eat with him.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't know about what we do. And sometimes we wear ourselves out. I'll tell you, but hey, how God speaks the way.
Yeah.
Where we as God speaks, I can take it to the Lord. I'll
be sure he has. Yes, he has. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Are you with me this morning?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
I'm glad he speaks to that. Come on. They said this is the third time they've been good. You'd think two times have been enough. But now here he is the third time.
Yeah, look.
What, how many times already this year he's got to you that he's saying, come down with me?
Yeah.
Has it been more than three?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just no Kentucky boy. I'm hard headed, hard hearted sometimes. And I'll tell you, most of the time it seems like I have to learn things out the hard way. But I'll tell you, when you get to where you can't eat and dine with a master and you can't get that fellowship, that communion with him, I guess it don't take long. You'll get to learn and you'll get to search and you'll get to pray. And God speaks the way. You come to him. Well, let me give you three or four things this morning. I'll be done. I'm just about done. And I thought, you know, in our day, put it in our day, preacher. Put it in our day. I thought, what would it take for people to take and come and die for the master? Well, let me say this. In spite of politics and politicians, we can still die with it.
You're right.
Now, a lot of people fought back in November, and I'm not trying to, I'm not a politician, not trying to sway people, but I'll tell you, when it seemed like Brother Carpenter, that the election was over back in November, and the votes come tallying in, everybody thought everything was over, you know. But I might as well throw in the towel and just give up. I'll tell you, for Christians now, I'll tell you, it seemed like they got so discouraged, they thought everything was over. But I'll tell you, I got to pray and God looking. I gave the precious word of God. And you know what God says? Why, he said even the king's heart is in the Lord's hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terry won't stay.
Yes.
I said what you take some time. Just because somebody that went in the White House, I'm a Gentile God, I'm a Gentile Christian, I'll tell you, somebody said you ought to preach a politician's house. How can God bless you out of the States of America? I've been staking and killing more. I've been living in high babies. I'll tell you, and calling the boy, and now I'm taking taxpayers' money. How can you take and bless the nation? What you want to take? I'll literally marry her. I thought about her. And how?
Yes,
I'm telling you, yes, sir. God bless you,
Lord. Come on, preacher. Yes, sir.
I'm glad this
morning.
Yes.
Yes,
preacher.
Amen.
How long you say it's been since you died with him?
Amen.
I believe, but I believe there's been more corruption in this last few months of election,
yes,
and probably the next few months than we've ever seen.
You like that? Nobody can.
I thought there's been more carnality out there, and putting more pressure on Christians. I said, first of the year, I've been serving before. I'm not second another day, and I don't need to break up no sadness. When they try to persecute you down there, out here in the county, and I'll tell you, come in the church, and look at over five. But I won't tell you, friend, if we stay with God, and we keep God with God, and it's going to happen more and more. I guess not us, they hate. I guess the one we're speaking to. I guess the one we're living for. I was saved at 11 years old, and I'll tell you, I was out of church as a teenager pastor, and I'll tell you, I didn't know no different. We played ball. I'll tell you, get out there and run with the shirts off. Now, there's a little old pair of shorts. I run from the old gym over to Burnside Island back. There's a sodomite. I lived there from the gym, and I'll tell you, I just stung your heart, but I know how that went right. I had a church, and when he come out, we'd pick rocks up and rock him back in the house. And when it was in the house, we'd rock out the house and break the windows out. I'm telling you, I'm into even a young man out of church.
Now
tell me, in spite of all that, we can still have it with the master. Praise the Lord. Even in spite of not only politicians and politics, but I'll tell you, in spite of problems today, we can still die with it. I'll tell you, I've never seen so much problems. I'll tell you, since I've been saved, listen, these people's got today. It seems like it's bothering everybody. If it ain't financial problems, I have family problems. And if it ain't financial and family, I've spirit-friend problems. I've just all kinds of problems other people have. Back in the day that we live, let me tell you this morning, there's some problems chest up in the
table.
Now with my salvation, thank God I'll get
it.
I'm more serious today than we've ever seen. I'm going to talk about just about everything you talk to. Somebody to be a family. I've got cancer or some kind of disease. I'll tell you, I watched my sister die about 12 years ago. My brother brought her.
Yes,
I'm saved off the hill. Send you.
Preach it, brother.
Thank the Lord this morning.
Praise the Lord.
That he's able to help us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good preach.
Health problems your people's got.
Yeah.
And it seems like as days go on, more people losing their jobs. I'll tell you, and their little security out of God. But I'll tell you what it's doing. After a child of God that's dining with a master, I get to bring them closer. Somerset's a lesson, get to eat, and I'll tell you, you couldn't give enough. I walk across the road to get to go to church on Sunday.
Oh,
they think they're doing good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Preach.
Amen.
Preach.
I'll tell you, I like to eat. But I'll tell you, boy, I'm bad. I'm going to set my feet on the Lord's table.
Yes, preach.
Yes,
come in.
Yes, our brother. I'll be too many meals here. I thank God for you. Oh, we'll have a best.
Yes, amen.
Heard this morning, and I'll tell you, be the best.
Yes,
this is what you have. I thank God for that.
Yes,
I'll tell you, Lord. Well, I'll tell you, Lord, it's good to be
here. Go ahead, preacher.
And come to
God. Yes, take a laugh, preacher.
That's what God said.
Woo!
And just set your feet under this table.
Yes, amen.
I'll tell you, just feast for a little while.
Yes. That's right.
Amen. I said, I like that kind of preaching. Join the crowd. Hey, a lot of people like it. But I tell you, I like it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I said, hallelujah. This is my kind of
thing. Yes, amen.
My kind of service. This is what I do. I said, thank God. I'm for people to take a thing. And be.
Preach, preacher. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. The news would like for us to think there's no use.
You're right.
That's
that problem.
Yes.
We've been through that before. And we like to think. Now, I'm not much on you, but I read or heard the other day they had the Catholic and somebody else together. And they're sitting there, and they from Connecticut, and they're protesting. I'll tell you that same-sex marriage. California's done voted down now. I'll tell you twice. And the majority of the people are supposed to rule, but they got another judge now. That's getting ready to rule on it now.
Right.
But I won't tell you, they're protesting. And you know what they said? They said the state of Connecticut was getting ready to take their church over. Their finances where they stayed. How with that?
Cut them.
Help yourself.
Yep.
It ain't going to stop me from preaching. It ain't going to stop me from trying to eat that whole pound of master's table. And body of the master. I don't care what kind of problems.
Yes.
If you didn't say the nation.
Yes. Preach on, Brother James. Preach it. Preach, preach, brother.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, in spite of the pleasures.
Yes, yeah.
Right. Love the pleasures.
Love
the
pleasures.
Somebody says, you're down on everything. Well, I'm not down on everything. I'm just down on everything the Bible's down on.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot wrong with a lot of stuff that's going on. How to use it.
You're
right.
Why you get talking to people up and you ask them about going to church? And I said, well, no. Remember Brother Rob Flynn used to take and preach a lot of revival meetings together. Brother Broughton over there in the hills of Wayne County and McCrary County, Scott County, Tennessee. And I'll tell you, I've actually heard them preach against time. Hear me?
You kidding?
I am. And so I asked him, I said, what do you need, guys? You're supposed to know that. What's your right hand and left hand do? And I said, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, when I got saved, they didn't preach on tithing. And I'll tell you, after we got back in church in 1974, they didn't preach on tithing. But I'll tell you what I've done with them. My wife comes to read the Bible. And I'll tell you, God shall you. I'll tell you, his part's his part. And nobody's supposed to have it.
Yes.
If you're a God
problem. That's it, preacher.
I spent $100. I'd go watch a ball game. I'll take $100 or two. I'd go watch a car race. I'm telling you, I'll listen even haven in the town. How what it seems like. How that the people's gone. I'll flash your grace. It's got to be like a pleasure. I'm more than a
pleasure.
I said, all the Master says is come and die.
Amen.
That's good. Now, I don't know what the Bible won't say, but he might call him a name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody knows how quiet's getting here beside for a second? Do you know where he is? He just took that little lamb's lunch. Watch this, begin to take it and break it. You know who had to serve it?
Right.
The disciples. You're right.
Yes,
he says, here, y'all, man, take it to them. You know the reason why? Well, they said, well, Lord, we just got 300 pennies worth, and that's not enough for this crowd.
Yeah.
The Lord said, make them sit down in 50s.
Yeah.
If you'll read the scripture there, the Bible says it's desert ground. But when he made them sit down, he said, have them sit down on that grass.
Yeah.
I mean, when he does something, he does it now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, just look up.
Yes.
Break it.
Amen.
Get it full. Yeah. When they all eat, he said, no, hey, take it up. And when they come out, woo, grab on and he's fighting for you. I said, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Even when I'm not old, she's like, whatever they're tired of, people have pressure. I'm on the mountains of God. You're able to say, that's why we should die.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I
say, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad God can do it.
Mm.
How long has it been? Listen now. You heard these other two preachers. How long has it been since you pushed everything else aside?
Amen.
Listen to me now.
Yeah.
I'm done. How long has it been since you pushed everything else aside?
Yeah.
Right. Just God's word is just your Lord. And you could call your name and say, come and die. You say, but Bridget, you don't know what I'm going through with it. You don't know how many problems and troubles I've got. Is that right? Do you know you're saved? Look, if you will, in Psalm 138, verse number 7, he said, even though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou will revive me. Yeah, another right in the center of our problems and troubles, oh Lord.
Yeah.
They can come back down and bless us and push out of our heart. Hey, revive us in such a way how we can come and
bless
us. Yeah,
Master.
That's right. How long's it been? Is it something in your life that you just need to push aside? That you let keep when you've come from his table?
Yes.
And just dying with the Master.
Amen.
Come and die. Hey, he's given another year.
Yeah.
So far. He's let you see 2009. And still, I believe we're still battling, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Even in 2009, he says yes. Come with that. Father, thank you for letting us be here this morning.